and we're thankful for that. Praise Yah. And we got a great program for you. Want you to call a friend and a neighbor.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to tell you about some great things that are coming up here on the rising scene as we get Brother off of the song here, Changing Me. We just love that song, and Brother Blake does it for us. Brother Blake is a minister, and he's out of the area of Churchill, Tennessee, and we really appreciate his music. He's got some great albums and CDs if you'd like to have them. Well, you just call me, and I'll get you in touch with Blake, and he can send you a copy of this whole album. All of them Yahweh songs, beautifully done by Brother Blake, and we'd like to put in a plug for him tonight because we really enjoy his music, and we think you would, too. Tonight, we're going to get into a discussion here, ladies and gentlemen, on the subject of the approaching beast. Now, you see what's happening in the world today? Do you understand that the book of Revelation is very different from any other part of the Bible? It's a prophetic history, if you will, of the church of this age. I believe it's written. You know, it's written, you know, primarily for our benefit and basically for our age. So I think that we would probably be well served to take a listen to the book of Revelations, and it has to be properly interpreted. We got a lot of people that think that the beast system is going to raise up in the last days and it's going to rule the earth, and I believe that rightfully so, that we ought to really believe that. It's a time of trouble, if you will, such as the world has ever seen. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, there is so much fear about these things, and if you would really understand that, again, I got to constantly remind people when they're, you know, they look at the world situation and everything is bad and everybody's eating and drinking and being rich. See, the world loves itself. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is not going to self-destruct. Yahweh made this earth forever, and he gave us a clear and appropriate picture of what the Bible says as for the effects of what would be happening in the days that he came. And, well, the Bible said they would be eating and drinking and being merry. I don't know whether you know that or not, but the time of trouble is right now. And the trouble is concerning Jacob Israel. And we're going to prove that in the Bible. Now, we quoted this scripture last night, and I'd like to, because when I quote it, I got a unction in my spirit that I should tell you about the approaching beast power that's going to raise up in the last days, and it's going to literally wear out the saints of the Most High. Now, did you hear me? You see, the world system is going to be, actually, it's going to be a blessing to the people of the world. Because the Bible said if you love the world and the things of the world, you ain't of the Father. And if you love the Father, you can't love the world. And so the people of the world, now I'm talking about the people of the world that love the world, that's why they're trying to unite the one world order, and it's going to be a system that is vital. And it's going to produce amazing results of peace. And you say, well, Pastor Buddy, you know, how can you get peace in a time of trouble? Well, when the world is advancing, and when they're prancing, and when they're exercising the authority of all the beast powers of the past, and we could discuss some of those with you, going back to the, well, we can actually go back to the time of Egypt for beast number one. Beast number two would be Assyria. Beast number three would be Babylon. Beast number four would be Media Persia. And the fifth power would be the Grecian Empire. And, of course, the number six, this is where we get a frightening take. It would be Rome. And Rome was an evil, vicious power. In the age of the apostles, you know, they fed the saints to the beast. And the Roman Empire made sport out of the ones that professed the Messiah and to believe in the great creator. Because you see, their creator was Zeus. And here come these Hebrew boys preaching Yahweh. And here come the believers believing in Yahweh. Well, the Sabbath that we're going to tell you about would be America and Great Britain. Now, these are the nations that Jacob blessed in the 48th chapter of the book of Genesis. And then in the prophetic 49th chapter, he laid out the other blessings for the 12 tribes. And in James 1, it says that those 12 tribes were scattered abroad. Now are you listening to me? And so don't get your mind on that little sandbox over there where you think Israel is. Because that's where Israel is not. Israel could be your next door neighbor living next to you, and you are not even aware. Unless you're aware or been made to understand these doctrines, you will never understand what Pastor Buddy is preaching to you tonight. Your neighbor could be an Israelite, and you couldn't recognize him, and probably, truly, he don't even recognize himself. Because there is a unique thing that the Father has done to the wandering tribes, the lost tribes, and James again, 1:1 says that the 12 tribes were scattered. Now this is in the age of the sixth beast power that we've talked about, and they begin to be scattered abroad. And actually, we went back to the second beast power, which we mentioned into Assyria, and the final dispersion was in the sixth beast power. The approaching beast has gone down, and the Bible speaks of eight. Now, five are fallen, and one is at that time, and that would have been Rome that was present then. And then there was one to come, and that would be the rising power of the 1800s of Great Britain, and then finally the final power, world power, that would, do marvelous things. In Revelation 13, we're going to get into that, how that this little lamb, which had a nature of sweetness and joy and peace as a lamb, but then it began to turn into a literal beast, arise up out of the sea, and it did terrible things. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know whether you know about concentration camps tonight or not. Now, who are they building for? Are they building for the world? I wouldn't think so. Well, who are they building for? Well, they're building for those who are of Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7. Let me quote it again. There shall be a time of trouble for Jacob. Now, I didn't say a time of trouble for the world. The world's going to be eating and drinking and being merry. They're going to be dancing and prancing and carrying on in awful ways. Even as the beast power approaches, it don't approach the world. You don't have to worry about it, ladies and gentlemen, if you're of the world. You're going to enjoy it. They're going to prosper you. You're going to eat and you're going to drink and you're going to be merry and you're going to think that things are going good and you think that there's perfect peace. And when they begin to cry perfect peace, you see, we probably have another world war coming up that I've talked about. And Yahweh's timetable is not like ours. One day will be 1,000 years with him. So we got another war. And to do this, they've got to subdue all of the rogue nations. Now let me give you one in particular. One of the rogue nations that they're going to deal with would be basically Iran. Now Iran is becoming a thorn in the side of the New World Order. I mean, she's belligerent. They talk very boastful, just like North Korea. North Korea's. But they're not worried about North Korea. You notice that they're just letting North Korea rattle their sabers and threaten the world with a nuclear, but they know that they're not capable of waging a nuclear war around the world. And they also know that Iran is not capable. But Iran is geographically in a territory that would concern a place that Israel used to be. Now, I'm going to repeat that. And ladies and gentlemen, there is not one scripture in the Bible, rightly interpreted, where it says that Israel shall return after it left in 721 B.C. in the Assyrian dynasty. That was the kingdom number two, the Assyrian dynasty. That's one of the beast powers that's spoken of prophetically in the Bible, and it's right after Israel came out of Egypt. Egypt was a world power, as far as world powers go in those days. They had ships, and they had soldiers, and they had a great army. They had a confederacy. They had other nations backing them and supporting them. And then arose the Assyrians, who received the Israelites that came out of Egypt in 1450 B.C. Now, they dwelled in the land until 721 B.C. Are you following me here on this system of the approaching beast? I'm going to really tell you what the approaching beast is. It's not like most of your scare tactic silver and gold traders on the radios around the world or on the internet places that are preaching and teaching that the world is going to, a terrible time's coming. For the world, the world's going to rejoice, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be one of the most beautiful, peaceful eras of time when the beast power is finally set up and enforced. And as this approaching beast comes, all these kingdoms have enjoyed a moment in the sun. And the last kingdom to be established will be after the American Great Britain dynasty. Now, does America have to fall? Well, ladies and gentlemen, you'd have to be a blind man and a deaf man to know today that America is being piecemealed and torn down. The infrastructure of its strength. Now, they got to pull the teeth out of America because, you see, America's been pushing its might and muscle around the world since World War I. Really, we got started good in World War II, but since then we've been the great nation on the scene, and all other nations have to put up with us. And so the final beast power would have to neutralize that nation's strength and tear it down and distribute its wealth throughout the other nations or kingdoms. Are you with me? America right now is being literally torn down. Our manufacturing power. What gave us power was our land. It was a land of milk and honey. It still is, and it always will be. You see, things are not going to change because it's prophetically prophesied in the Bible as the land that Yahweh had given to a people that came here, the Caucasians, that crossed the Caucasus, and from the Assyrian dynasty of the second beast power, that'd be number two again, after the dynasty of Egypt, and we came out of there over to Assyria, and then the house was divided. It was Judah and Israel, or Israel and Judah versus one another. They fought and warred, and it got real bad. And finally, Yahweh removed Israel and gave the covenants, temporary, that is, over to Judah. And Judah did evil 165 years later. They were removed, and they were taken up to the third kingdom, which would be Babylon. Now, we know the story. And they were up there for 70 years. The land rested for 70 years because that Judah... Now, here's the strange story. Everybody thinks that they all went back to Israel when they were released from captivity. They did not. And to verify that, you'd have to go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, and I'm highlighting here now. I don't have time to go, and probably, maybe I will in part two, of the approaching beast and the beast power that is approaching right now, even as we speak. And I'm going to tell you exactly why that the seventh beast power, that would be America, why she has to be destroyed. England's already destroyed. She's just a sub player on the scene. You know, subbing at times or backing up America. They've always had a coalition of Great Britain and America's always been closely joined at the hip together. And that's because that the prophecy was that Manasseh would be Great Britain. See if I've got this wrong. Your British Israelite doctrine of identity is that Great Britain would be Ephraim and that America would be Manasseh. Well, that ain't true. It's the other way around. The greatest nation that's ever been through the fulfilled prophecy of Joseph's son Ephraim, which would become a group of nations. In other words, the states were nations, sovereign. They were sovereign at that time. They had rights. Well, today, you see, they've taken away all of our rights, and the federal government in Washington, D.C., it's a district of criminals, we like to say that. And what they've done, they've encroached on the rights and the privileges of the citizens of the United States of America. You see, it's a republic, but now they turned it into a democracy. And the word for democracy, it comes from the root word of demonic or demons. We became slaves to 1 acre. There's a 1 acre square in the center of London, England, where the money changers, now these are the royal elite reptilians that I've talked about. They operate right out of this 1 acre or 1 mile square, downtown London, England. It's the financial capital of the world, and that's why that all of the wealth of America is being siphoned off. It's just like a giant vacuum cleaner hose has been placed in the center of America. And all of its enterprises, all of its wealth, all of its agriculture enterprises, all of its technology, all of its might, all of its military muscle, all of its the trade secrets, all of that has been sucked out by a beast power, ladies and gentlemen, and it's been given to the other nations that are jealous and envious of this great nation, and they want to see her destroyed so that they can fill this land with the strangers and the immigrants that are now crossing our borders to drive this nation to third world status. It's on its way. And I can't emphasize Satan's attack, which I'm giving you some prophecies that will fulfill his plans and his purposes that wants America. Now, they've already got Great Britain. If you go back over their days, it's nothing but a socialist state. Well, guess what? Can you smell a coffee here now perking on the stove? Is the aroma of something similar to what happened in Russia in 1919? When they brought in a socialist government and moved out the Israelite czars that ruled that kingdom, and was a rich and a prosperous nation, had silver and gold in abundance. It had agricultural, the people in Russia were not starving until Lenin got there. And they systematically, listen to this, this is things that you don't get out of the history book, ladies and gentlemen. You're privileged to hear this message thing because you have to hear this from a little here and a little there. And the brothers and sisters that have kept an accurate history of time know that Joseph Stalin, that when he came on the scene after Lenin and Trotsky, after the revolution, he became the power, and 90 million of the Aryan, Russian, Israelite people were systematically murdered by an Edomite kingdom. that was designed to destroy Russia and its power. Well, they succeeded. And then, after that, they moved into France. They turned it into a socialist state of perverts. And then they moved up to Great Britain. And they systematically destroyed her. Well, we know what happened to Germany, this proud Aryan people that lived in Germany. And, ladies and gentlemen, you can't even say the word Nazi now without getting censored by the Internet, which now the Internets are being attacked by censorship. And it's going to be pretty soon that this information that you're hearing tonight, live on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel around the world, is not going to be on the air much longer. Or it won't be, especially the information on our websites and internet, that will be censored and taken down when the approaching peace power, which they're in cahoots right now with the seventh peace power that has arose, and that was, like I say, Britain and America, is being systematically taken down. She was at once a beast, and now she'll become a patsy, a laydown. And let me tell you why. Within our own gates, Mr. Khrushchev said at the United Nations, and I want to talk about the United Nations probably in part two, how that they're coming to play the role of the system, of the, it's actually the glue that's going to hold this coalition together. All nations, and did you know America is now signing off to this superpower, the United Nations? Did you know that she's given the United Nations mandate precedence over our own constitutional rights? And they're doing this in such a way that you think that it's going to be good, and it will be for the world. Now, I'm going to say this again. The world will be blessed to the point that they will begin to be merry, and they will prosper. Listen to me now. The world is not going to fall into all of these pitiful things that these fearmongers that are on shortwave and other systems telling you is going to happen to the world. The world's not going to go the way that they have prophesied, and they're worried about some kind of an injection with something to make all the world bow. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is going to be laying at the feet of the beast, and the Bible says clearly that all of the world, let me repeat this now, don't worry about it, you're going to take the mark, and the mark is you're going to be subservient to this beast system that is approaching upon our planet. And it's rightfully so that Satan has to work in a hurry to unify the nations. It's very important. It's imperative. And it's of the most urgent. No, the devil knows he has but a short time to work. And you can see that the reptilian controllers, Satan and his angels, behind the mask of these other deceptions that they use. And it's marvelous how that this spiritual battle, it's really a spiritual battle, and the devil's winning this battle. I hate to say this, that you know that the Bible says in the last days that people will wax worse and worse. Wasn't that what was happening in the days of Noah? And there's nothing new under the sun, for what is to be has already been. We're coming right back into a time of trouble such as the world has never seen, but for one people. Now, I have to go back to Jeremiah 13:7. Now, I would that you really write that scripture down. I would that you would nail it upon the doorpost and remind yourself that Pastor Buddy's telling you if the trouble is going to be against one people. And Satan will be angry. He knows Yahweh's people. Now, you may not know the next door neighbor that is an Israelite. You may not know him, and he may not know you, and neither one of you may not know who you are, but Satan knows who you are. Now, let me show you a prophetic thing that's going to happen. This is going to be one of the most marvelous things, and it's slated to happen when the beast comes to power. At that time, Yahweh will remove the blindness that has happened to Israel. Now, he don't say he's going to remove the blindness from Africa or the blindness from any other nation or any other people. He says he's going to remove the blindness from Israel. Now, who is Israel? Again, James 1 and 1. To the 12th, and this is the sixth power. In the age of the sixth power, this is when this was written. James was living in the age of the sixth power, which was Rome, which actually gave the authorization for the Messiah himself, who came in this sixth power, this sixth beast power. He came, and he was crucified under the authority of Rome at the urging of the Edomite and Canaanites, who called themselves Jews. Now, why did the Messiah agree in John 8, verse 37, when they said, we're Abraham's seed? Why did the Messiah agree that those people who were going to kill him, he knew that, and that they were giving him a hard time, and you know that by reading the Bible. Why did the Messiah agree that they were Abraham's children? Well, in fact, they were. Now, you need to write from my DVD that I have on how the snake, the serpent, got his bloodline infused into the house of Israel. It's a very intriguing mystery. Very few people, especially Christians, and my message is going out to a people that say they're Christians, but they're supporting the power of the beast, and this message is in relation to that, that you might turn from your wicked ways and come out of her. Come out of what? Look at this denominational system and the 501(c) agenda. That's a directive from the approaching beast that I'm talking about tonight, the United Nations. They wanted to bring the warring factions. See, religion has provoked all wars. All wars have been fought over religion. The war that started in Genesis chapter 3 was over religion, basically, or truth. Religion today is false, but these people that are claiming to be religious or not religious, they're only religious in the pious ways. Worshipping gods, or they think they're worshiping, the God they think they're worshiping is not their God. Because he said, you'll call upon me in that day, and you'll call me Lord, and I'll say, depart from me, I never knew you. So most Christians have been deceived by the sly, cunning craftiness of the sixth beast power of Rome. Now, how'd they do that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's very plain of how they got that done. They slipped in another name. And this name, I told you about the book of Maccabees, you'd be well to read it in your original King James, not your revised version. Ladies and gentlemen, the original Bible had the books that had been left out of the revised version, they're in there, and the book of Maccabees, I don't blame them for wanting to get it out of there. Because it tells you how the sixth beast power came into the land of Israel, and they invoked the power upon the Judean, they called it the land of Judea, because Israel already vacated, and the only ones that was left of there of Israelites were the Galileans. They were up north, and only a few of them, a remnant for seed sake. And what they done, they came in and they brought their god Zeus, Z-U-E-S, Zeus. They brought him in. They erected a statue. This is the beast power of six, the sixth beast power. And actually, there's eight powers spoken of. Even the eighth will be the devil himself, and we're going to show you that. And we're going to climax it in the end of this series and show you about. And we're just giving you a basic line out tonight and get you to understand that the approaching beast power we're almost at the final stage of the eighth beast power. Now, I do believe between 7 and 8 we're going to have a war, a world war. Now, this is to basically get all of the undesirables, the uncooperative people of the earth. Now, if you refuse to go along with the beast system, which they're going to bring you into this new world order, and you know that's coming up, and you're going to be forced, in a sense, to receive the mark of the seventh beast power. And the emerging beast power out of this, in New York City, if you look at New York City, it is the home of the United Nations, which are mandating and bringing laws for a cooperation of all nations, and all belligerent nations will be punished. And the last punishment will be the third and final war to bring in the ultimate eighth beast power. That's after the destruction of America, and it's going to happen. But will America be destroyed? I don't think so. America is a prophetic nation. It will just be torn down, like it's being done right now, and it will lose its prestige and power and glory that Yahweh crowned her with. Well, sometimes you have to lose something to appreciate having it. And Americans who built this country, our ancestors, would turn over in their tombs as of right now if they could see what's happened and what we have turned this nation into. We've been asleep. The people that should have been the sons and daughters of our founding fathers. We're asleep at the wheel. We're a lazy, pot-bellied, GMO'd, filled with junk food. I mean, our bodies are unholy. Our minds are unholy. The devil's eye is sitting in every home, the television, filled with filth and pornography and sexual overrides into the mind, with subliminal messages embedded in the screen that you can't see, flashing and giving you the subliminal instructions to think the way that you think. People back at built this country before television, they didn't have time to sit in front of a dumb tube. Now, everywhere, you can just drive around, especially at night, and you can look in the windows of America, just driving through the neighborhood. The television is flashing. You can see the light and the reflection in the windows. Well, they're watching the diet, the study diet of filth, misinformation, and subliminal directions, and it's happening everywhere in the movies. You go to the malls. We've built great malls, and all of them are full of people eating and drinking and being merry, and we wonder what's happened to this country. We don't care. We're setting these gigantic skyscrapers in the cities, and these cities are so filthy. I mean, it's perverted filth. Brought to you courtesy of a people that claims to be God's chosen people, because they're behind all of it. Right now in our nation, we're being run by a shadow government, not by the physical people you see in person that are fronts, or just figureheads, if basically. Obama is nothing more than what I would call a Falasha Jew. He's handled by the Edomites, who call themselves Jews. And right now they're working, and this is why I'm getting this message in, because I won't be able to preach this message as soon as the Senate passes the legislation that's already been passed by the House. The hate speech bill will clear the Senate, and it'll come roaring out into the communities to muffle and to muzzle the voices of the last day prophets of Yahweh. They're on the scene, and they're telling you exactly what's going to happen, and the onslaught and the persecution and the wearing out of the saints is going to be directed against them that know who their Father is. that knows and obeys what the Father's all about. And in Genesis, or in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7 again, it says, it will be a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Well, everybody that prophetically talks about it in these denominational systems, they think it's going to be a time of trouble of the world. It ain't going to be the world that's in trouble. The world's going to be eating and drinking just like it was in the days of Noah. Do you understand what I'm talking about tonight? Are you getting the message? Are you smelling the coffee that's perking right under your nose? Ladies and gentlemen, don't be deceived. Evil communication will corrupt the good manners of righteousness and truth. And people don't want the truth. They want a world of unity. We've been dumbed down to think that we can live in a world of unity. Ladies and gentlemen, when they say peace and safety, then cometh what? Unity? I don't think so. Sudden destruction will come upon who? Will it be a time of Jacob's trouble? Well, let me clue you in about Jacob. Let me show you. His name will no longer be Jacob. But what? His name will no longer be called Jacob. This is Yahweh's word that the angel that wrestled with Jacob that night said, your name will no longer be Jacob or Jacob. It had messianic connotations in that name because the seed would come through that blood, Jacob. And Yah is the first two characters in the Y and the A, and Jacob. It wasn't Jacob, it was Jacob. Jacob. And then he said, I'm going to change your name to Israel. Not Israel. Ra is the word that was inserted by the Egyptian or the Babylonian Hebrews that went up there and became sun worshipers. Ladies and gentlemen, and so they said, Israel. Well, the proper pronunciation for the word is Yael, and it's almost a framed question. When you talk about is Yael, you're saying Yahweh is Yahweh the Elohim. Is he the El, the Mighty One? And of course, the answer would be unequivocally yes. Yah is the Mighty One. Don't forget that now. Remember, he that has the last laugh is the one that sets in the heavens, that knows the approaching beast power will be the final assault to destroy one people. And that would be like here in America, where we enjoyed at one time a 90% Aryan, Israelite, Caucasian background. Now it's been systematically changed right under our nose with nothing you can do about it. They say they can't stop the border. Oh, it's just too big of a job. They haven't put one military soldier on the border. Not one. They got what they call border guards, and these are just figureheads sitting up there with their spy glasses looking around, drinking Kool-Aid and smoking their cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo as the immigrants flood across the border. And if you was to happen to mistreat one of them, they'll put you in jail and let the immigrants come on in and draw Social Security off of the wealth of this nation, and you're the one that's paying it. Are you understanding what I'm talking about tonight? See, it's planned. Ladies and gentlemen, you're under assault. And the very genetic nature of this war is directed against one people. It's going to be genocide. As it was in the days of Noah, there wasn't but one family left on this earth that was righteous in their genetics. And that righteous seed was Noah, and he was from the house of Shem, Ham, and Japheth, which was Noah's sons, backing up to the covenant of Adam. See, the Adamic covenant was handed to Shem out of the three sons. All three of them were the same blood. They had Noah's blood, and the Bible says it was righteous genetics. Yahweh recognized him as a righteous man. He recognized that the three wives of the three sons were righteous. He recognized that Noah's wife was righteous. Eight souls were saved through righteousness of genetics. Not nothing but genetics. And right now we are in the last struggle for the submission of the righteous genetics that would bring about the final end, because the Bible says that Yahweh will cut the time short to save his elect. Now let me repeat that again. Now listen to what he said. If I don't intervene, he said in Matthew chapter 24, there will be no flesh saved. Now there's all kinds of flesh in the Bible. There are different fleshes and different bloods. What blood and flesh do you think he was talking about? Do you really have a clue? Wasn't it his people that the devil was going to make war with? The seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent would war against each other? And the seed of the serpent has magically transformed himself into the righteous seed and got the dumb, blind majority of Israelites supporting him, eating right out of his hand. And the Bible says this: they shall deceive the very elect, if it's possible. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is very possible today to deceive an Israelite. He's dumb. He's a dumb sheep. He's blind. He don't have no ears to hear. He don't have no eyes to see. And the symbol of Israel, the tree, the olive tree, I mean, Satan is just ravaging that tree. I mean, he's running it through the chipper. It's just like he's got a giant spiritual chipper, and he's grinding the Israelite tree of the olive. Now, we're not talking about the fig tree, ladies and gentlemen. There's no such thing in Yahweh's kingdom as a fig tree. It's all olive. It's all 100% olive. No grafting in. The grafting process will be grafting the old kingdom covenant of the olive people, the Hebrews, which were scattered abroad in 721 B.C. In this second Assyrian kingdom, from 721 B.C., they headed west across the Caucasus Mountains. It wasn't the Africans that crossed. They don't have a history. And neither does any of the other nations and the peoples and the blood. It is only, ladies and gentlemen, it is only those who are called by Yahweh's name, those who came from the seed of Yahweh, those who were not born again, but born from above, those who were predestinated with their name on the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world. These are the people of Yahweh. These are the ones that Yahweh said, "You are my people." And then he said, "Come out of her, my people." That's why that Yahweh's commissioned me on my journey upon this earth to preach this truth through revelation, although I'm hated, although I'm despised, although I'm cast out, although that people will not agree. I have friends that really love me and be in concern, but they don't agree with me. I have family that don't agree with me. The Bible said the foes of your own household. The household, it's not necessarily just your little single house, and that may be true in a narrowed bird's eye view. But overall, he meant the house of Israel will be against you when you rise up among them as a remnant people. You see, we're a remnant people that's trying to wake up the whole body, the sleeping body of Israel, and to tell them that the approaching beast power of Jeremiah chapter 37, that it's going to be a time of Israel's trouble. Now, remember that word Jacob there? That you change that to Israel, and you'll get the message here, that it's a time of trouble for the house, the seed stock, the offspring, if you will, of the house of Israel. Think about it. Think about the consequences. Thinking about if you're deceived. Thinking about if you go down in a false name. Think about all the religious people that has been taken by the clever, cunning craftiness of these two snake-legged people. I've been watching one today. Man, he's prancing and dancing and doing all these marvelous things on a false name. People were standing up and hollering and hooping and running the aisles and jibber-jabbering. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the uttermost importance for you to know who you are. Unless you know who you are, you'll never know who he is. I'm going to repeat that. Unless you find out who you are, that you're one of the chosen ones, if you are, stand up and come out of her, my people. Now, the last beast power, I do believe, will be a coalition of nations that will make up what we call today the United Nations. Did you know every nation on earth now is a member of the United Nations? And so then, they're working feverishly, and Satan is inspiring these men, these kings of the earth. Did you know that the Bible said that Satan and the beast and the false prophet will go out and he'll convince the kings of the earth to pull off this plan in the last days? And the whole thing is not to put the world under a strict rule, which although it will be, the purpose is for the world itself to be against one people. And that people again is the house of Israel, the 12 tribes scattered abroad. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know, I really do, I know that Yahweh's coming soon for a people that's kept the faith and literally hasn't denied his wonderful name. Now, what is his name? Oh, tell me his name again. Yahweh, you are changing me. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to submit to Yahweh. You don't submit to another God by another name. To do that would be sacrilegious. To do that would be blaspheming. And it'd be better for you never to know this name and turn to another one, because there is not no other name. The Bible says emphatically that there's only one name under heaven given among men. That's the Israelite men, ladies and gentlemen. Only one name. No other name. And if the Father's name in the Old Testament was Yahweh, what in the world do you believe that the man that came, who was Yahweh from heaven, by the way, in a flesh body, he was God, that was Yahweh, no other. Yahweh, who was a spirit to begin with, became a man in the flesh at the appointed time, and the Bible says in Hebrews that he appointed that man to be heirs of all of the kingdom. And to him, he's the father of Israel. And to the Satan, the nations should war against that flesh of Jacob Israel. That the world and its people should hate that flesh. And that the people of the world should kill that flesh of Jacob, of Israel. And you say, well, I don't see nobody going over and killing them Jews over. That's God's chosen people. You see, that's where the devil has got you hoodwinked. He's put a veil over your eyes and closed your eyes to think that over there, when the Bible says they were scattered over here. You say, oh, yeah, but they all went back. Give me a verse of scripture for that. Did you know that 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10 says they'll never be going back? That he said, I'll remove my people and they shall never return. Never. And so the lost 10 tribes, along with the house of Benjamin and the house of Judah, according to James 1:1, was expelled and scattered abroad. Now, I don't know whether you believe that or not. You say, yeah, but buddy, 1948, Israel become a nation. Ladies and gentlemen, that little sandbox over there, that was the country that was given up to the beast of the field because of the disobedience, and he said, I'll never bring you back here. How could he bring back a people like the sand of the sea with a covenant of blessing? How could he bring them back there and feed them? They can't even feed themselves over there. They can't even arm themselves. If it wasn't for the great wealth and the power of Great Britain, the two nations that I'm telling you about here, which is prophetically involved in the continuation of the house of Jacob, Britain and America, which armed those people that went back that called themselves. You see, they're deceived. And when they begin to get power through a certain family in the earth, and we're calling the people of the Red Shield, and I could say no more on that at this point, because to get into that, I could preach for 10 hours on that. The house of the Red Shield, the approaching beast, ladies and gentlemen, they're counting your money right now. They're counting your wealth. They're taking everything that you've got and everything that you've ever produced and everything that your father's built up, and they're tearing it down. Socialism is creeping, the beast power is creeping into America. Finally, America is being invaded, just like Mr. Khrushchev said, we will conquer you from within without firing a shot. Well, Mr. Stalin said, well, now you talk about a free elections in a democratic society. He said, it's not those that vote, it's those that count. Case in point, ladies and gentlemen, probably the last five or six presidential elections has been illegal. The man that probably should have been elected was not. And in some cases, you get six of one, half dozen the other. Each side is just as bad as the other, and each one will, it's just like smoke and mirrors. The Republicans are smoke, and the Democrats are mirrors. And we'll get tired of them after a while. You know, I mean, we got so sick of George Bush after 8 years. He couldn't even run for dog catcher in Possum Town, Tennessee, and got elected. Nobody would have voted for him. They'd write him out of the... Yeah, I mean, we were so disgusted with George Bush. But Mr. George Bush was one of the most efficient New World Order presidents that we've had in a long time. He certainly outdid his father, who was a four-year term man. Mr. Bill Clinton, who his dream was that this nation become a nation of people. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to get off here. My time's coming down. I preach myself out of time. You listen to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. Got to get off here. You can write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me tonight, I'm live here on WWRB 3.185 Crew Channel around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South. Well, you can go ahead and call me, and I would be so glad to take your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that's area code 423-626-2172. And I love you a whole lot, and you know that. I wouldn't preach this strictly if I didn't. May you take this blessing and this message, let it sink down in your heart, and let it make up your mind. So you're not gonna go with the beast power of the world. Remember, it's a very religious power. It's gonna deceive the people, and they're gonna be eating out of the hand. So don't worry when your church neighbor runs and joins us. He's already in it. He's already part of the beast. If he's a 501c agenda, he's already there. You don't have to worry about him joining. He's already joined. All you gotta do is worry about getting away and escaping by the skin of your teeth. I'll see you Friday night around the world, 9:30, on the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. God bless you. I love you.
So when life goes wrong, put your faith into one paravan. One paravan. Raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm, and thousands of people were fed.